It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Anything to crowbar, you know, The Simpsons or Seinfeld into the show,
particularly
wherever I can.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, and this break is no different.
Okay.
I want to talk about me having some grace.
Okay.
I like to think I have a little grace, not as much as Jack.
Can't have a little grace. You either have grace or you don't.
Okay, fine. I have no grace.
Shows up.
Seinfeld.
Oh.
Oh, God. Anyway, whatever. I listen to all your bluey cuts with massive smiles on my dial, but that's okay. It doesn't go both ways. It's all right.
Absolutely
Don't
goes
worry
both
about
ways.
It. Yeah. I've recorded your face there, so we'll check it in the vision afterwards. You're just like, ugh. Anyway, the reason I found out I don't have grace is because on the weekend, Jimmy James's parents, his sister, brother-in-law, and his nieces threw us a little engagement soiree.
Oh, interesting.
It was not...
Didn't want to invite old co-host Tommy?
No. Okay. No, it was a small... It was just a dinner, right?
Yeah.
They just said, hey, come over for dinner.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, amazing. And then when we got there, they had done it up. They had put congratulation balloon up,
and
a few balloons.
It wasn't
a party.
Invite. So you've had your engagement party, is what you're telling me?
No.
And we didn't get the call up.
No, I'm not having an engagement party. Well, sorry, we're not having an engagement party. But it was a nice little dinner just because, you know, it's nice to have good news to celebrate, isn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, and so he's... brother-in-law and sister, they had this bottle that they received from Qantas in their Qantas points or something for ages ago, and they've been saving it for a special occasion.
To re-gift.
No, not to re-gift, to be able to pop, right?
Did it come in a bottle bag that had absolutely been re-gifted?
No.
Don't bottle bags. I think bottle bags get passed around more than anything else in the world.
Okay, do you know what? I received a bottle of champagne from work for being engaged, and they had written on the bottle bag, and I was like, what are you doing? Don't ever write on the card on the bottle bag.
I'm obviously going to re-gift it.
Exactly.
The bottle bag that we put your champagne in was gifted to
and
us.
I will gift that on to someone else.
It's the circle of life.
Exactly. So when you write on a bottle bag card, you're an idiot.
You're breaking the chain. Yeah. You're breaking the chain. Jerry?
Exactly.
There we go.
No.
That's a Seinfeld quote for you. It was George Costanza
Yeah, you were. Anyway, they had a bottle of champagne that they were waiting to bust out.
Yeah.
And this bottle of champagne was a $350
bet it tasted
bottle
like
of
it too.
Champagne.
Far out. Yeah.
Okay. So the reason why I don't have any grace is because... So we had it and it was very exciting because I was like, wow, when am I ever going to get like an $80 a glass bottle of like an $80 a glass champagne ever?
Yeah,
never. Right? So we were all very excited and we're having this and it was great. It was beautiful. Yes. And then I was chatting to Jimmy James' mum yesterday and I was like, oh, and we were talking about the champagne and how nice it was. And she's like, yes. And I said, oh, could you tell the difference? Like, and she's like, oh, I was telling my friend, oh, yeah, you can tell the difference. She's like, do you think you couldn't tell the difference? And I'm like thinking, and I'm like, oh, no.
What's the right answer here?
Yeah, I'm like, no, you could definitely, like, it was
just
smooth.
I just wanted to know if you.
Yeah, it was smooth. Because I'm thinking in my head, bottle of yellow, $300 bottle of champagne. My taste buds are like, it's bubbly and it's free.
Yeah, and it's a bit crisp.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference between really expensive champagne and the drivel that is served by normal people.
But do you know, that's great for them to know early on, so now they don't ever waste good booze on you ever again.
Well, that's why I didn't want to say anything, because now I'm never going to get the chance to have it again.
Tom and
Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I'm scared about this round of... Fun fact.
Friday, Now turn that song down
because
you are getting too good at the spiel for Fun Fact Friday. This is something that everyone always listens in for because you never stuff it up and it's great, but it's been getting boring of late because you're too good at it. So we're mixing it up today. Today your challenge is you have to give us the Fun Fact spiel to the tune of...
Oh, and my baby... When my baby smiles at me, I feel okay. like talking.
Now, you always, you love this song.
All right.
Okay, so here so, we go.
So it'd be, right, whoa, every Friday, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts
yeah.
that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. But it is important that they think you're very smart, because then a job comes up in the workplace. They'll be like, hey, give it to Gary or Karen, because they're obviously very smart and good at their jobs, because they're always full of fun and interesting facts and good at their jobs. Better than I thought it would be.
I think there was a bit of melody lost in the middle there, but you were just doing such great show voice and dance moves and it didn't matter, and I'm very impressed.
Lucky I wore the open shirt today, I'll tell you what. All right, fun, interesting facts for you to take to work. Here we go. People think about you more than you think they do, but they also like you more than you think they do.
Oh, thanks. I needed that. That's nice.
Maybe not you, because you think a lot. Not the liking, the thinking.
Mm.
93% of people believe they're better than average drivers.
Yeah, that is a definite true fact right there.
Yeah. The man who invented Pringles is currently buried in a Pringles can.
Amazing!
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
In 2011, a teenage girl from Pennsylvania named Nicole fell asleep on a night in November and didn't wake up until January, 64 days later.
Why?
No one knows.
Okay, well, that's not a fun fact. That's just a scary story.
That's a scary story. In Japan, pranksters commonly play a game called Kancho, whereby they attempt to poke an unsuspecting victim in the anus when they're not looking, shouting Kancho as they do it.
That's
so you're
not
just waiting,
allowed. Okay.
Waiting for a train.
Yeah, that's not
allowed. Kancho!
Yeah, no, that's actually an offence. Don't do that.
I'm not saying
unless it's your partner going upstairs, and then that's okay.
Go, I don't know what that means. And finally, the final fun fact for this week is that according to a study from the University of...
Yes! We'll crowbar this in whatever we can.
Vienna!
You not only look like your dog, you look like your car as well.
Big ass.
What? People mover. Convertible. Well, okay.
You do have a flat top.
I do.
Mm.
All right. That's Fun Fact Friday for this week. I don't know if it was our best work. Fun Fact.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Log.
You can't see, guys, but I'm shaking my head at her with disappointment.
I'm sorry I'm so annoying, but Caitlin from Ocean Grove likes me, don't you, Caitlin?
Hey, yeah.
Wow, okay. Yep, no, I feel real good. Thanks.
Tom and Log.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Girls in the family love their peonies.
Ah, peonies?
No, peonies.
Peonies.
They're not called peonies. Peonies.
No, I'm sure they're peonies.
Are you talking about the cats or the flowers? Because I'm talking about the flowers.
I'm talking about the flowers.
They're peonies. 100% peonies.
No.
Who calls them peonies?
A peony is what I ride into town every morning.
Can we? I know we shouldn't get bogged down in this, but I want to get bogged down in this. 5223295. Who calls them peonies? They're peonies. Please tell me this is correct. Please.
Anyway, what about them?
Anyway, peonies, right? They are expensive as shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And just so happens that the girls in my family love them, right?
Yeah.
So I was seeing Mum for the first time in a very long time, and I decided to go off and get some. Go on. They're not peonies. No, I refuse. They're
peony.
Yeah, peony. Jenny
peony.
From Lara's calling.
Stop talking over it.
Sorry.
Peony.
peony.
No, they're not. Go to Jenny from Lara. I know we don't have time. Jenny, you're live. Welcome to the show. What type of flower is it?
It's a peony.
On your peony, mate, and off you trot.
Right. Yes. 100%, it's right.
Thank you, yeah. Jenny. There's nothing better than being right on a Friday morning. Smell that.
Peony.
Smells like peonies. A beautiful scent. We've just had to throw the whole show in the bin. Because we've realised I'm right, but it's nice to kind of drag that feeling of satisfaction out as long as we can.
Mm.
You brought a story to the table about how your family are big on a particular flower.
Yes.
And that flower is?
The peony.
Nay, nay.
Okay. And then I didn't even get to the story, which, okay, fine, is not really worth telling. I might tell it another day.
Okay.
But then you came out and said, what?
Do not impersonate me like that, please.
Okay. How did you say it?
What?
Idiot!
No, I said it's definitely peonies. It's not peonies.
Yeah. And I've grown up hearing peonies because all the women in my family, they love the fancy flower. I'm a carnation, you know. Spend $6 on me, I'm happy.
Great.
But so, if you want to make the other women happy, you got to get the peonies.
Yeah, the Tamuscus women. Mm. So okay. So what we thought we could do is, because you've got your mate Costa on speed dial, Costa Georgiadis from Gardening Australia. We've got him on speed dial. We've already had him on this week, so we don't want to bother him too much. So instead, I've isolated some audio. Now he's a plant guy.
Oh, come on, Costa, and he's a wog too.
He's a plant guy, and he's of European descent. So let's see what he reckons.
Totally, unquestionably besotted with peonies.
Let's just once more.
Peonies.
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 Damn. Okay.
All right. Let's go live to Werribee South now. Hell's Bells on the phone. Morning, Helen.
Good morning.
All right. Well, whose fault is this then?
Well, I've always known it to be peony.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
But I was listening to you earlier and I did a bit of Googling.
Mm-hmm.
So... it can be both.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, Helen.
Oh, can it
just? Wait a minute. Peony is apparently the old world pronunciation.
Aha.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Mum. Okay, well, look, there you go. I thought that was going to be all for you, Tom, but apparently not. Ashley from Irrawarra has also called up. Ash, I assume that you're calling to back me.
Unfortunately not. I'm on Team Tom today, so I'm an old nurseryman, and it's peony.
It's definitely peony.
And obviously, and Loggy's mum was probably right. Back in the horse and cart days, they did go behind the peony.
Yeah.
I didn't get that for a second there.
Yeah, good on you, Ash. All right, I'm happy with that. I'll take that.
Well, if you came here for gardening chat today, why would you need to go to the ABC when you
totally
can get it right here?
Unquestionably besotted with peonies.
Dom and Long. K-Rock.